to Raph and Mails Review the World, the show where we review every single thing in the world, one thing at a time.
Including the world.
Including the world, which we have yet to review, but will inevitably review at some point during the... I mean, how long do you think it's going to take us to review every single thing in the world? If we, I mean, we say one thing at a time, but actually it's... A minimum of 8 per episode at the moment.
Yes, per episode, 8. 12 weeks?
12 weeks to get through everything. Well, I mean, we're already 6 weeks in, and so far I think we've done 25 things.
No, so if we're gonna... are we that many in?
Yeah, well, this is actually... Well, at the time of recording this, we are 4 weeks in, but...
Right. Yes, let's not pull back the curtain and reveal. Leave it at that.
So we're 6 weeks into this endeavor, and we reviewed 25 things, which means if we're going to review everything in another 6 weeks' time, we're going to have to up the pace a little bit.
No, that's all there is. I did a count.
Total of 50 things.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine. Fine, then. We're totally on track. Perfect. Is there anything you'd like to chat about at the start of the episode, which isn't going to clue... our lovely listening audience into the fact that we recorded these episodes back to back and it's still the 7th of January.
I mean, what a day the 26th of January was.
It was fantastic.
Who would have thought it?
Yeah, I was shocked at first. I was scared. I'm not afraid to admit that. I was actually a bit scared. I was a bit perturbed. But then... it's one of those things where the sense of shock of newness is actually, it's really telling, because it's telling you that, yes, this is something you should go out and grab with both hands. You know, this is it's like jumping into cold water on New Year's Day. It's just getting out there and really plunging yourself as far deep down into this shocking and frightening and brand new experience as you possibly can. And that was the 26th of January for me.
Yeah, mine was not like that at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe we were just talking about different things then.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all really good.
If you had to sum up the 26th of January in 2 words.
I would probably say monotonous ennui.
That's accurate, I think. Something we can all relate to.
Yeah.
Despite what I said earlier with my 200 words about what the 26th of January was like. For me. But I guess it just goes to show that, you know...
we're different. We live very different lives.
Yeah, we're different people with different perspectives on things. It's kind of like, you know, Rashomon. You know Rashomon.
I can't say I do, mate. You know, is he some form of Gundam or something like that?
Rashomon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or is he a Godzilla type?
Yeah, close enough. Yeah, it's from Japan, so yeah, fair enough. Definitely like that.
Is he covered in rashes? Is that what he does? He touches you and you get an ailment.
And that has been Preliminary Chat. Our first review today from you, Mr. Mails. What is it you're going to be reviewing?
Today, we are reviewing The Fizzy Pop Man.
Okay, this is... you clued me in ahead of time that you were going to be reviewing The Fizzy Pop Man. I asked you what that meant, and after the first 5 words that came out of your mouth, I made you shut up so that you could just tell me exactly what the Fizzy Pop Man is for the first time here and now.
So the Fizzy Pop Man was, when I were a kid, he would, much like a milkman, deliver fizzy pop to your door.
Yeah.
In, like, it probably was a milk float as well.
Well, this is, yeah, I mean, the first thing that popped into my head was we used to have a milkman back in the day before they all got
we had that as well.
Shot or whatever happened to the milkman.
They were called up and shot, yeah.
Yeah, there was really bad times in the late 90s.
Yeah, White Friday.
Yeah, White Friday, yeah, exactly. But, you know, there's something quite wholesome about the idea of the friendly local milkman going around, giving the kids milk, making them grow up strong.
I mean, it was a nice idea, but then when you realised
It was really fucking expensive and inconvenient.
But then the Pop Man, having all that expense and inconvenience, but also just basically peddling a dangerous, addictive substance to children.
Well, you say that, but they never delivered brand drinks. So it wasn't no Coke, no Pepsi.
Panda Pops?
No Panda Pops.
Not even a Panda Pop?
No. They would give you this shit you've never seen or heard of in your life.
Yeah.
Except it came once a week. So and delivered in these big glass, like, vases.
Oh, wow. So it's not like an ice cream man where he'd come round, play a tune, you'd go out and you'd get your
an order in and he'd leave it next to your milk at your front door.
Right, okay. And it was unnamed, unmarked, just came
in. It was named, but there were names you've never heard of.
Right, and your traditional flavours? Could you get a cola and an orange?
You could get a cola, but... All right, I'll run through. This is what I remember.
Yeah.
We never got... I'll just put it this. We never got it ourselves.
Okay.
My mum and dad wouldn't let me have it.
Yeah.
Thingy of it Road got it.
Yeah.
And for some weird reason, I want to say my grandma got it, but I don't think that's true.
I hope for her sake it's not.
You know those kids at school, there was them, got it.
Those kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pop kids.
There was Orangeade.
Yeah.
Limeade.
Okay.
Lemonade.
Classic.
Cola.
Yes.
Cherryade.
Delicious, one of the best, try it with vodka, recommend it highly.
There was a pineapple one, I seem to remember.
That seems amazingly tropical.
Like knockoff Lil.
For Barnsley in the mid-90s.
And the Don. This one I remember very well because it was the best.
Yeah.
Dandelion and Burdock.
D&B.
Dandelion and Burdock.
Dandelion, I'm not sure I've ever even had Dandelion and Burdock soda. Soda?
So
pop,
good.
Whatever it is.
So, it's so good, you can only drink it once.
like crack.
It's like you have two Dandelion Burdocks, you're gonna vomit.
Yeah.
Like a Caramac.
What can you
currently have one of them?
Can you explain the flavour at all to me? I know it's a difficult thing to explain flavours, but to my mind, it sounds like you're just eating plants that grow in your garden.
If I had to describe
it sounds
the
like
taste
eating
of
dirt.
Dandelion Burdock, I would describe the taste as brown. Imagine how brown tastes.
Yeah, I'm sorry for if there's a big pause. This is just me imagining how brown tastes.
Raph looks. He's looking wistfully into the sky and licking his lips.
I mean,
and he looks happy.
I'm not enjoying it. I'm having a half decent time. All right. I can get with it, but. Dandelion and Burdock, I have seen even here in the metropolitan fancy land of London.
Yes.
It has been known to pop up.
I'm surprised that hipsters have not got on board with Dandelion and Burdock. It seems like it could like have a renaissance.
Yeah, definitely.
You know.
Definitely.
Be like a super hipster drink.
Yeah, absolutely. I think actually we talk a lot of shit on this podcast.
Yeah.
We say a lot of things that are not true. Just on the spur of the moment, out of desperate fear that we're going to dry up and not say anything at all. But Dandelion and Burdock being due a renaissance and becoming popular amongst hipsters and young people, that kind of stuff, is just bang on the money.
Yeah.
And we need to get ahead of that trend.
I think we do. Can we start a bar that just does Dandelion and Burdock?
Well, I'm not just referring to you and me. I'm referring to our listening audience at home because we're all one big family. Yeah. Guys, let's all get ahead of this trend right now.
Do me a favour. Have a Dandelion and Burdock tonight.
Yeah, put it all on brown. Like, just put all your money in Dandelion and Burdock.
Just take it out of the shop
totally go up.
And say, this one's on males.
Yeah.
And they'll know.
They'll know what you're talking about.
Be fine.
All right, yeah. So I'm 100% sold on the idea of Dandelion and Burdock. But what was the actual service of the Pop Man?
So, like, it'd come once a week on a Wednesday, and it wouldn't come in first thing in the morning. It'd come, like, midday as well.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah, milk needs to be kept fresh.
I don't know if
Pop
was
is
the
just,
milk.
It's basically just sugar water, right?
Because I don't even know if it was the milkman who delivered it. Because what?
Nah, they were definitely rivals. They were definitely like.
But what was a milkman doing in the afternoon?
The milkman was planning. Like, why do you think there's no Pop Man anymore? Why do you think there's no milkman anymore?
Shit.
They took each other down.
And now look what happened to the milkman.
Blaze of mutually assured destruction.
If they got along, they could both still be around.
Yeah. Yeah, and we'd just be swimming in pop and milk.
Yeah.
But you can't sell both of them at the same time. It's like, they're just... You can't mix those two substances. You don't know what's going to happen. Imagine just...
I did once as a child. I once drank lemonade and milk. Because I thought, fizzy milk.
Of all the fizzy sweet drinks to mix with milk, that's probably the worst.
I'm not going to lie, it curdled in my mouth and I nearly died.
That was
one of the worst experiences ever.
I'm having the reverse experience of imagining what brown tastes like now. Imagining what that tastes like.
What fizzy white tastes like.
Yeah, it's just not a pleasant experience for me right now.
So, Popman, I think, I want to say it was Alpine was the brand
Alpine
of these drinks they used to call. It was called Alpine.
They were flown directly from the Alps.
Yes, I think that was it. It was
pure mountain spring water.
Après ski.
Because it was pure snow and melted it down into dandelion.
Like I say every episode.
That's why
we should be marketing geniuses.
That's why he only came once a week, because he in between times he was driving back to Switzerland re-up on Alpine Pop.
Or he could have been getting it from Sheffield Dry Ski Slope.
It's just occurred to me, I'm really glad we got these pop shields for the amount we are literally saying pop in this episode.
So, used to come Wednesday afternoon, I want to say.
Yeah.
Drop off a load, and they would be the most vivid colours you've ever seen. Yeah. And as a child, colours are already pretty intense.
Yeah, I mean, the whole experience is just an acid trip.
The orangeade, I remember being so goddamn orange.
Turn you blind.
Like, the limeade was so green.
Yeah.
And it was just... It was a bit thicker and, like, than normal.
Yeah. Like, well, it was pre-Iraq War days, wasn't it? All the colours were more vivid back then.
So good. Because I remember my mum would only buy us Sainsbury's own brand cola.
Yeah. So did you have the experience then when you were on a Wednesday afternoon, you're coming home from school, and all the houses along your street have just got their brightly coloured vats of pop sitting outside, and you're just like...
I'm going home to misery.
Yeah, just crying, just seeing all of this beautiful, brightly coloured, joyous stuff just beyond your reach.
A tragic childhood, because not only would they have Popman come round.
Yeah.
They'd have Sky TV.
Yeah.
Probably have some sort of Wicked Games console.
Oh, they're living their life.
I came back home to a fucking Commodore 64 that was 10 years old and like having to put 8 discs in to play Mortal Kombat, and it took about 2 hours.
I mean, this is supposed to be like a sort of light-hearted comedy podcast, and you're just making me feel quite sad now.
I know, I'm sorry. Yeah,
Your tragic childhood life.
But for the Popman, I mean, I think it's a great idea. I think we should have more things delivered on a regular basis.
If there was a Popman around our neck of the woods, southeast London, right now, would you sign up?
God, no. That's diabetes literally knocking at your door.
Yeah. It's a good point.
Just leaving it there.
Yeah. All right, so what would be the modern equivalent? What would be the modern metropolitan London equivalent of the Popman? It would be one can of artisanally brewed dandelion and burdock sent to you in the mail a month. Elaborate...
You know what it'd be? You wouldn't even get to pick the flavour. You would get a box with 4 cans in that are just... whatever they've got.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, look, I've got the variety. No, you've been fucking conned given shit that they're getting rid of.
Yeah, but we need to be the ones doing the cons, right? We can set up this business model. It is such a winner. 4 cans of pop, artisanally brewed, all the old school flavours. You've got your cream soda, you've got your dandelion and burdock, you've got whatever else they've got, you know, earthworm and mud. You've got
earthworm and mud.
Yeah, pineapple and blueberry, all of the flavours.
Okay.
Just avant-garde.
Yes. Oh, if anything, artistic. Avant-garde is the direction we are taking this drinks company.
Avant-garde pop. I think it could
pork scratching flavour.
Yeah, like gangbusters, genuinely. Yeah.
Would that be a good flavour as well?
I mean...
Rate 2.
People would buy it, I think. You'd only buy one can. But that's all we need.
That's all we need to break even.
We'll only make 500.
Yeah.
We can find 500 people in this city so desperate for the taste of novelty that they'll pay us £3 for a can, 500 milliliters.
They pay more, fucking idiots. You put a foil top on that, you can charge £4.50.
Yeah, you sell it out the back of a truck, or, you know, some kind of stand somewhere outside. £4.50 easy.
These stupid fucking idiots will lap up anything.
These bastards. These soft London bastards. You know how much £4.50 would have got you a month's subscription with a pop, man. And now you're getting one can of...
I never actually knew how expensive it was, to be honest. I imagine it wasn't that dear.
Yeah. I mean, I bet it would be less than the cost of, like, a drink.
So, what... The one thing that really bugs me about the Fizzy Pop Man is, so you get milk delivered. Yes. You can see the necessity. We're up north.
Yeah.
Everyone drinks tea.
Yeah.
So, and you got it in mornings, so you can have cereal.
Yeah.
I think they were in cahoots, the cereal company and the milkman. But that's another story for another time.
Yeah.
If you could go, right, what other essential do you want delivered to your door? On either a daily, weekly, bi-weekly basis.
Yeah, if you ask me that question, milk would be up there, definitely. Cereal, bread might be up there.
Bread, toilet
nice,
roll.
Nice to have fresh bread.
Things like that, yeah, things you need on the regular.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go limeade.
Yeah, limeade would be low down, very low down. But then maybe some people would just put in limeade on their cereal.
Oh, fuck, that sounds amazing.
Right, like for as much as we're knocking,
I think
knocking
we need
the butt,
to
man.
Change this podcast to Raff and Males have great ideas.
yeah. Like I am so happy with us right now, and we're just spitting pure fire. I'm a little bit annoyed that we're just putting it out there into the world.
I mean, we should record it and then do nothing else with it.
Although, having said that, you know,
some people might also
again,
say
the
that.
People listening, these are our homeboys and homegirls, right? They're our family. If any of them want to pick up any of our amazing ideas and run with them, that's fine.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm worried about is the goddamn man listening.
Oh.
If I find out Kellogg's, like, a year down the line are recommending, buy our bran flakes, put limeade on them, then I'm coming for Mr. Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, I can think of nothing greater than Cheerios and Lil.
Oh, God. It's,
it just sounds good as well
it
together.
It sounds so happy.
Yeah.
It's the happiest breakfast ever. All right, then. Give me a score for the Popman.
Popman, I'm going to give him 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
Because it was, like, the visual of it was amazing. They're also just gritty northerner in a beat-up van.
Yeah.
Flogging knockoff pop. Great.
Yeah.
I wonder, and like,
did you ever see the pop man? Like, what was he wearing?
He looked rough as houses, mate. If he wasn't in overalls, he'd been in something that had, like, way too many holes in it.
Yeah. Well, it's not an either or, is it? He could be in an overalls with way too many holes in it.
He was... He knew he'd had a hard life.
This is...
Like, he fought to get these balls. I don't know.
It was all he had.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. All right, so 8 out of 10 for the pop man.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Put it on the chalkboard. I hope somebody out there is keeping track of this because I've been doing a really bad job of that. Anyway, adverts. Here we go now. Over other men are using zoos. We're taking a vibe kind of expedition. It's pop DJ we choose. So be calm, don't ring the alarm. You see, though we go on and on. Come, follow my birth name. Yeah. Alrighty then. Today's podcast is brought to you by our brand new sponsor, Brick by Brick is the name of this week's.
Brick by Brick. What are Brick by Brick?
Talking of subscription services, Brick by Brick are a subscription service for the modern family. They will send you each month in the mail one brick.
Oh.
You gather up the bricks.
Yeah.
You put them together. Before you know it, almost overnight, takes slightly longer than that, you build your own house. One brick at a time.
Like the magazines you get.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like those build a dinosaur one bone at a time.
Yeah.
Over the course of 578 months.
We could release a magazine called Homeowner. Homeowner. Like a bit of a house in each one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just...
be fucking massive magazine.
Yeah, it would...
This week, front door.
I mean, the Brick by Brick subscription service is already, like, it just loses money because bricks are cheap, but the cost of sending them through the post is
phenomenal.
Phenomenally high. Yeah. It's such an inefficient way of purchasing bricks.
But we're not here to we're not reviewing their business.
We're not here to judge.
But if you want to pay us a bit more money, we will.
Yeah, if you want consultants on your terrible idea, scrap the whole brick in the post thing and sell bad flavours of fizzy pop.
Or send the brick as having an alternative use. Like, it could be a little trough for tiny plants.
What about this? You get a brick in the mail, but it's art, right? We'll send you a new piece of art every month.
And it's first from month, somebody's brick period.
First month, it's a brick. And you're like, that's so modern. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
What an avant-garde piece of art. Second time, they send you another brick. And now your mind is blown.
Yeah.
The first time, it's almost a bit played out, right? You've got a bit, you know, like any old, you know, found art, any old bit of like stuff can be a piece of art, right? But the second time you get a brick, then it's conceptual. Then it's highbrow. Then you're like, right. Wow, they're really pushing the envelope. And then the third time you get a brick, you're like, it's the last thing I was expecting.
I think every week it's always going to be, they possibly cannot send
they
me another
can't
brick.
Send me, and every week it gets better, and every week it gets more art. So it just gets
just
more
when you think,
and more
like,
art week on week.
Yeah. But I might throw this out there. Isn't all art played out?
It was.
Until now.
Until now. Until Ref and Rails had a great idea, and suddenly we've reinvented.
Well, we don't own Brick by Brick.
We don't, no. But what I'm suggesting is, I mean, Brick by Brick is explicitly is functional. You're supposed to build your own house brick by brick. That's the whole point of the thing. But there's nothing to stop you signing up for it and believing in your heart that what they're doing is sending you a new artwork every month.
Get them to send them to the Tate Modern. Done. You're an artist. You turn a prize. You're done.
Right. Well, I hope Brick by Brick are very happy with the job we've done. A, flogging their product, and B, consulting with them on how they could make a much better product. No worries. Please send us your check in the mail. We haven't received any money yet, but we look forward to having it, you know, at some point in the future. Again, if you do want to advertise with Raf and Mail's Review the World and receive that kind of bespoke treatment where we'll not only flog your product, we'll talk about why it's bad and how it can be better, what's the email address you should get at us on?
rafandmails@gmail.com. That is R-A-F.
Yeah.
M-A-L-E. Oh, sorry.
No, it's not
that. That's not at all. But send shit there as well.
Yeah.
R-A-F.
Yeah.
A-N-D.
Yes.
M-A-L.
Yes.
E-S.
Yes.
At.
A-T.
Yes.
G-M-A-I-L-D-O-T-C-O-M.
Yes. And you can subscribe to our yearly newsletter.
Yeah.
That I've recently conceived. And it's full. You can get some hot picks.
Can I just say, like, you inspire me more and more every day with the fountain of amazing ideas that pour forth from your brain. I love it.
But I think, no, it's both of us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are each other's
users. This is a two-way street, yeah.
It's a two-way...
We've cracked the secret of life.
Yeah, it's a two-way street, and whichever way you go down it, it's just...
All signs point to winning.
Yeah. Whichever way you go
it's
down the street.
At first.
All roads lead to victory. And it's the same road and it's one big circle and every stop along the circle is victory.
Yes.
Makes sense, right?
Or there's no stops and what you're realizing is the drive is the goal. You're already there.
Yeah, the journey was the destination. Yeah.
Yes.
You had The power was inside you the whole time.
Exactly.
You didn't need the magic stuff. I didn't even give it to you. Just believing in yourself was the magic stuff.
And if anybody takes that away, I'll be fucking surprised.
I'll be surprised at first, and then I'll be livid.
Oh, yes. Always livid.
Well, I'll be livid even before I find out about it. I'm at a general baseline of being livid. Right, that has been the adverts. Da 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 da, adverts. Welcome back to the podcast. What an amazing bit of music we just heard.
I have to say, I think those adverts were so much better.
Yeah.
The company we had the 2 weeks previous,
yeah,
a shower of shite.
Yeah, it was almost as if they hadn't really got their heads around what their own product was. Or what they were even, what the point of them was, why they existed.
I can't, what I don't understand is, we can come up with some of the greatest ideas for businesses.
Yeah.
Yet these other people out there can't think of anything remotely good.
Yeah, I mean, I just like watching Dragon's Den just to laugh at the sheer witlessness that's out there.
Yeah.
Thinking, shower of bastards.
What the fuck were you thinking?
Yeah, why can't you just think better?
I mean, I'm surprised it's not won more awards for comedy.
Yeah. Well, that's enough of us hating on everybody else that's not us, even though they deserved it.
Yeah.
Particularly the contract company from last week, who frankly had a very poorly thought out business plan.
Terrible.
And brand identity.
Terrible.
We are going to move now to our second review, which is my review. And I am going to be reviewing the chicken and mushroom flavour of pot noodle.
Classic.
I mean, in my mind, the only flavour of pot noodle.
Ooh.
I think it might even be the only flavour of pot noodle I've ever had, because all of the rest of them look so horrible.
Have you not had the chow mein one? The blue one?
Oh, I have had the blue one.
Blue one's the winner for me.
I think this is
your review.
The blue one comes with a sweet and sour sauce, right?
Yeah, man.
It's disgusting. Oh, God, I hate it so much. It's even worse than it's like milk and lemonade in my mouth. It hurts my soul.
Oh, no.
The thing is, right, I'm going to say all pot noodles in general, is that they're all bad in their own different ways.
Yes.
But I think everybody's got one pot something that resonates with them.
The best of the worst.
Yeah. You know, sometimes like, you just need to hurt yourself in the right way. You've just got a very specific itch that needs to be scratched.
But you're doing scratching with a knife.
You're doing the scratching with a knife, yeah. Sometimes you just get a little demented, bad thought in your head. And the only way to, you know, sometimes you just need to listen to the Macarena.
You need to feel real.
Yeah.
You need to know that this isn't a dream.
Yeah, I mean, just last night, I had this impulse in my head. I just had to listen to the song One Week by the Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
Chicken of Chinese, the Chinese chicken. Had to listen to it. Had to exercise that demon. And to me, that's very much what pot noodles are like. Once a year, I think, roughly, I get the devil on my shoulder and it's just whispering in my ear. Just going, you really need a chicken and mushroom pot noodle right now. There's nothing else in the world that's going to do it for you. And it just whispers and it whispers and it whispers. And it gets in there. And sure enough, I take myself to the shop.
Yeah.
And I get the pot noodle and I bring it home. And it's always mildly disappointing. And I don't know what standard of expectation I'm setting for myself.
Yeah, I think the problem is you're delaying it too long. If you slay that beast immediately, you've got no...
Just get out there.
Yeah, there's no hype.
Pound it. Just like...
Yeah, dry.
It's basically a pint, isn't it, a pot noodle? It's about the same sort of...
Well, there was that woman on Gogglebox who did drink out of a pot noodle cup. Sandra in Brixton.
Oh, yeah.
Well, never got that. Didn't know what she would... I don't know if she was just, like, finishing off a pot noodle.
Well, yeah, that's... I've got two very different reactions. If she was just drinking, like, a normal drink, a bit of D&B or whatever, out of a mug in the shape of a pot noodle pot, love it, so behind it. If she was drinking pot noodle juice from an actual pot noodle cup, really can't get behind that as much as I love Sandra from Gogglebox.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that... Yeah, I've had another great idea and I'm not going to vocalise it.
Right,
or maybe I should, as that's the medium we're using.
Yeah, I mean...
So...
If you just think it, I'll definitely pick up on it because we've got that kind of bond. But the listeners at home, they may or may not be able to...
I mean, I've got that bond with two other people.
Yeah.
I don't think they listen, though. They've just had a great idea and they don't know why.
Yeah, we're trying to reach an audience of hopefully 9 people out there. So it would be good if we use our words.
Once this podcast drops below 9 listeners,
yeah,
I am going to physically harm myself in a very brutal way.
It's kind of like the movie Speed, but the bomb is in your heart.
But it's going to be so much more vicious.
Yeah, so much more powerful than an actual bomb.
Yeah.
Because it's an emotional bomb.
No, it's going to be physical.
Oh, okay. Physical problem. Okay.
Yeah.
But let's not prepare for the worst. Let's dream
of... We really have done, like, a proper downer on this podcast.
Yeah, really, like, I started out very positive, and I've just gradually been on a descent since there. And to be honest, talking about the pot noodle isn't really helping.
No.
Because it's... I'm never at my best when I'm eating a pot noodle. I'm always at a bit of a low ebb. Maybe I'm very hungover. Maybe I'm just, you know, not planning on treating myself right. You know, do you ever, like, make a really wholesome meal? You're just like, I'm going to have some avocado. I'm going to make a salad for my lunch. And you're like, I'm really happy.
Feel good.
I feel good. Not just because the salad's making me feel good, but the fact that I want to be a better person. The fact that I'm trying to be a better person makes me feel good.
I'm more looking at it that I am such an arrogant wanker that I think a salad is solving my life's problems.
Yeah, but, you know, it's at least you're feeling good about yourself. A pot noodle, I think, is the exact opposite emotion where you're just like, I've lost all self-respect. It's the opposite of arrogance.
Okay, but do you not feel good for being that dirty?
Yeah, I like wallowing in the mud, definitely.
Because you're not like going, I hate myself, I hate my body, I hate my life, so I'm going to punish it with a pot noodle. Or you're like, oh yeah, this is awful. I love it.
Yeah, it is. It's the asphyxia. I can't even get my words out. It is the asphyxia wank of snack foods.
Marketing, we're available. That's all I'm going to say.
That's a hell of a tagline. And if Pot Noodle aren't running with that in, like, a year's time...
We did get the job.
That's one time. That's one time when I hope the man is listening in and stealing our ideas, because that's a fucking great idea and you can have it for free. You know how they make pot noodles?
I ain't signing on to giving shit away.
I'm sorry. That's a great idea and you can have it for, let's say, £50,000 each, and then some ongoing rights for every time you show the advert.
Yeah.
We definitely want those sort of publishing rights.
I want an ongoing contract.
You know what we need? We need the bloody contract.
Oh, God, not those bastards again.
Do you know how they make pot noodles? I'm pretty sure this is true. Is that Golden Wonder make them? The crisps people.
Really?
I think it's
that makes sense, though.
It's all the weird leftover stuff. Either all the weird leftover stuff from making crisps goes into making pot noodles. And pot noodles are basically just wet crisps in a pot.
Yeah.
Or all the weird leftover stuff from making pot noodles goes into crisps.
I thought it would have been the leftover bits from wicker furniture just thrown in a pot.
Yeah, cover it in salt, Bob's.
Yeah.
Robert's your mother's brother.
Done.
Yeah, beautiful. Have you ever had one of the other pot things? Have you ever had a pot mash or a pot rice?
Yes. In the dark days of first year and second year and probably as well third year.
Yeah.
And probably the year after that when I didn't have a very good job.
Yeah. Just the dark days that comprise the first half of your adult life.
I remember I couldn't even afford the pot. It was just the noodles themselves.
Yeah.
With a sachet that
just
was
pour
unnamed.
Them directly into your mouth and then pour boiling water into your open mouth.
Done.
Gosh. Yeah, but so have you had a mash or a rice?
I have, and I don't want to.
Don't want to revisit those dark days. All right, well, that was just idle curiosity, because I've never had either. I'm not able to review them. I'm going to stick to the...
Unless somebody wants to send us some in, we'll eat them.
The chicken and mushroom pot noodle, you know what? You know what it is.
Yes.
I knew what it was, and it was that. I can't even say it was disappointing, actually, because it was exactly what I knew it was going to be, which is to say, quite unpleasant.
Can I also ask, is there evidence of any chicken... Or any mushroom?
God, no. Absolutely no. In no way.
So it's pure synthetic.
I'm almost entirely sure that it is a vegetarian product.
That's good, at least.
Yeah. Everybody can get on board.
Vegetarians don't deserve anything nice.
No, I mean...
That should be the only vegetarian product on the market.
If you deserve anything nice, you should probably just stay away from the pot noodle aisle in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, what else is on that aisle?
Just shame. It's just shame packaged up in various different ways.
Is it like an offshoot? It doesn't follow the normal aisle format. There's like an offshoot
It's stairs going down, and you go down, and it's just like, it's all black, and it smells bad. And somebody just gives you what you deserve, which in my case was chicken and mushroom pot noodle.
Just give you what you deserve.
Yeah. So I'm going to say for a chicken and mushroom pot noodle.
Yeah.
4 out of 10. Like, I can't knock it that much because
what's giving it the 4?
Like, it does exactly what it sets out to do.
Right.
It
no succeeds. Nonsense. Ron Seal should do pot
it's
noodles.
A successful product.
Yeah.
They're just like, here's some shit for dickheads.
Yeah.
And then you go, yeah, I'm a dickhead. I want to eat some shit. I'll have that. And then you get what you're given. I mean, I'm almost tempted to give it a 10 out of 10 for just being perfect.
It's been so goddamn ballsy.
But I'm going to give, you know, I'm going to retain, it is what it is. It's just that what it is a bad, unpleasant thing. So 4 out of 10, I think. Also, I have to say one of the marks is because I think the little sachet thing is fun. I've always found that fun, opening the little sachet and pouring it in.
Yeah.
That's just any product that allows me to open a small thing, like your crunch corners, your fruit corners, even your salt and shake crisps, which are bad crisps.
Yeah.
The crisps don't retain the salt, all the salt runs to the bottom, hate them. But the act of opening the sachet and shaking it.
Yeah,
in,
you want a bit of DIY.
Baby bells, love opening the baby bell.
But do you not just think that's the man fucking you over by going, you know what, this final step in the production line, scrap it. Let's make those fools do it.
Hey, I'm not here to pick apart the process. I'm just saying I like the fun of opening a sachet.
Okay.
So that bumps it up a mark for me, but 4 out of 10 is the mark.
4 out of 10, all right.
Don't get one.
Don't run out.
Yeah, run out and just keep running. Have a nice jog. Come home, eat an apple. You deserve it. You're a good person. Treat yourself well. That's my advice. That's another great idea from Males and Ref. All right, so let's take them away with this beautiful piece of music, which will lead us to the next segment.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry. Hold it, now I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss. I like the sushi cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like Leanne rhymes because I'm all about value. Bert Kampfer's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a fake out like a stinking ache and shake out like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the chokers and you'll know the vertigo is gonna go cause it's so dangerous. You'll have to sign a waiver. Can I
piece of music we are la 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 la.
Yeah, tears.
Listening to, yeah, emotional.
Being brought to tears.
Yeah,
it's
just occurring
voice
to me on the fly now that while the first two episodes were themed in a way that made picking music to split them up quite easy.
Yes.
I have no idea where I'm going to find.
I would say that the theme for the last one, number 3, would be bad advertising. That could be a theme.
And the theme for this one is just a
depression.
Yeah, a gradual spiral into depression. All right, well, on that uplifting thought, let's take it to the lightning round. In the lightning round, what we do is we spit things back and forth to each other. Three things.
Not physically into each other's mouths.
Not physically, but figuratively.
Yes.
We're going to fling as if
fling
it was
shit.
A lightning bolt from the hands of a powerful wizard.
Or God.
Yeah, Zeus.
I mean, yeah, I'd go more Zeus before I start going down that farcical, magical route.
Yeah, I mean, it's all the same stuff, right? It's just about having hope in your heart and lightning in your hand. But the lightning in our hands is things which exist in the world.
They are indeed.
We fling them back to each other and forth to from each other.
Yes.
And assign them a mark out of 10 very quickly, as quick as lightning is. Hence the very
opposite name
and interesting name for the segment. And maybe with one sentence of explanation for how we arrived at that score. That was a very exhaustive explanation of what is a relatively simple idea.
But now we don't have to tell them again.
Yeah, now we never have
to
tell them again.
We can always direct people
because
to that.
We're always going to have the same people listening week on week.
Yes.
No new people.
No.
And none of you listening now are allowed to stop listening.
No.
Ever.
Oh, God, no. I'll come and find you.
Yeah, livid. So livid at all times.
What you don't
realise.
Can't
stress that enough. Always livid.
Podomatic shows me where you're listening from.
Okay. Hit me with a thing.
All right. Pomegranate.
Oh, love them. 8 out of 10. They're sweet, they're delicious, and I really enjoy a fiddly food that you can spend like half an hour really slowly eating. Some people might see that as a downside. I see it as a massive plus.
This is a callback to your fucking sachet obsession, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Pistachios, love them. Just anything where I can sit and just... It takes me half... As long to get to the food as it does
to eat. Would you say you like to waste time?
Yeah, absolutely. Why do you think we're doing this podcast?
True.
All right, Cars. Not the film Cars, just Cars, the vehicle.
1 out of 10.
1 out of 10, scathing.
I hate cars. I hate driving. I hate people who drive cars. I hate what they've become. They are death machines.
Yeah, on so many levels, they're death machines. Either they're going to run you over, they're going to pollute the air and kill you, or they're just going to ruin your fucking life.
They take me to places I don't want to go.
Yeah.
To see people I don't want to see.
Yeah, perfectly appropriate. All right.
Canada.
5 out of 10.
Okay. Like, I didn't think it'd be that low.
Just whatever, innit? It's just Canada. Like, I don't know.
All right.
Could be better, could be worse.
Yeah.
Just the country equivalent of... air.
Yes. So many
just,
levels.
Just there.
Yes.
Keeping fish as pets.
6 out of 10.
Yeah.
Pretty. Sounds like a great idea. Something wicked to look at. Calming. Tell you what only gives you that score, though, is this sound.
Yeah.
And that's fish. That's what fish sound fish make.
Yeah, if you've got two of them, it's really, really... it's a fish mating sound.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah, it's me, innit?
It's you.
Final one. Angry Birds. The game, not angry, actual Angry Birds.
Yeah, Angry Birds, the game... I just find it hard to summon any strong feelings about it. 4 out of 10, I think, because...
Okay.
I don't hate it. I have played the game.
Yeah.
It's fine. And then...
It's not fine.
I've just had too much of it. If I'd seen Angry Birds once and never seen it again, it'd be higher. But I've seen too much Angry Birds.
Yeah.
But I find it hard to summon any strong emotions about it. What about the colour brown?
I'm going to give it quite high. I'm going to go 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
Because it is a colour. If you are blind, if you can't see colour, you're like colour blind.
Yes.
You can always make the colour brown.
Yeah.
Because all you do is just fucking mix anything and everything.
Yeah.
And you will get brown.
Yeah. It's the colour that all colours lead to.
Yes.
It's the logical endpoint of colour. Yes.
I don't understand this, how they get black. Because every time I've mixed every colour, I've got brown.
Yeah. How does anybody ever make black paint?
Yeah.
Mystery. That is a mystery. Maybe, but okay, 7 out of 10 for the colour brown. Wonderful. Well, that brings us to the end of this week's podcast. Thank you very much for listening to it and for sticking with us to the end of the 4th episode.
4 episodes. Who can believe we've done something 4 times?
I think this may only be the 2nd or 3rd time I've ever done something 4 times. If I do something 4 times again, it's going to create a singularity that just...
When does it become habit forming? Is that 4 times, would you say?
Depends what it is, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, if it's something you hate.
If it's Dandelion and Burdock, you have it once and you're done for the rest of your life.
You can't have it you've got to have at least a 30-day window before you can have it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Whereas if you're just having a nice bowl of Cheerios with lilt on them, that's like habit forming straight away.
Oof.
That's a habit you want to pick up and keep. Next week, we're going to be doing our Publicity Blitz episode, where we're going to go hard on pushing this
Shameless!
We're going to put it all over the place. We're going to put it on iTunes. We're going to hopefully...
Well, we're going to try. They can always say no.
They can always say no, yeah, but we're going to do our best. And
yeah.
You can't say fairer than that.
So, episode 5, expect it just to be... actually ram down your throats.
Yeah, and we're going to request your help in ramming it down other people's throats.
Don't do it till episode 5, though.
Yeah, to that end, actually, I've been saying the website a fair bit over the course of the last 4 episodes, but this time I really mean it. If you do have any suggestions for things to review, comments on things that we've... oh my God, what the fuck is that? there's just like a drone flying a like a shopping bag out of the window. Or maybe it's just a few balloons tied together attached to a kite. Or a UFO is beautiful. It is goddamn beautiful. What is it?
It's Colonel Gaddafi.
Is it Colonel Gaddafi flying past? That bastard.
He's come to give us some podcast information.
Fuck.
God. He has. He's wanting to say, you could get our Twitter, Raf and Mails, RAFANDMALES. And for the email, Raf and Mails, spelled the exact same way,
yeah.
At gmail.com.
GMAILDOTCOM. Thanks, Colonel Gaddafi.
He's off again now.
You murdering bastard. And yeah, if you have got corrections, comments, or anything that you would like us to review in the next episode, please do get in touch, because next week we're going to be trying to act like we're real, like we're a real podcast.
God,
God help us.
I don't know what we're going to do.
The thinking was, right, that by the fifth episode we'd be like mildly competent and know what we were doing. And now that that is the next episode, I don't know what the fuck we were
anybody
thinking.
Anybody who listened to episode 3 will know that I have got no fucking idea. You've got that, the audio background, you know shit. I am on a wing and a prayer.
Well, after episode 3, the only way is up. Even...
Baby!
The only way is up! Baby! Bye!
Bye! Bye.